Christian Matthew and Faith from Mamou, the Disciples of Christ from Houston, and New Vision from Alexandria, with guest soloist Karen Layton of Colfax. This event is hosted by Luchette Pender. Tickets are $15. You can contact Tyrone Roy, 318-729-5076, Ruby Crawford, 318-264-4272, or Ann Fluker, 318-625-8592, or the studios of KAYT 88.1, 318-484-2500 for your tickets. This event is sponsored by Hicks and Ford of Alexandria, 318-448-0871, 2506 South MacArthur Drive. Celebrate your summer Saturday, July 7th at 5 p.m. The pre-show starts at 4:30 at the New Bethel Community Baptist Church. We want to see you there. The New Bethel Community Baptist Church and TNR Entertainment are proud sponsors of KAYT.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
Man, a great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
It's awesome.
On.
Online anytime. 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
on the nature of our God and the goodness of our God causes us to lift our hands with a heart of thanksgiving and a heart of gratefulness. He's amazing because he saved us. He's amazing because not only did he save us, but he freed us. And then on top of all of that, his love is never failing. He's amazing because his deliverance power is still at work. It's amazing. It's amazing how he freed me. It's amazing how he loves me. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So amazing how he delivers. And you set me free. Oh God, when we think about your goodness, 10,000 tongues would not be able to declare how wonderful you are. So we offer you this simple melody of praise.
The Louisiana Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ Incorporated with Music President Roy Mosby presents the annual USAC Convocation Musical, July 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Gethsemane Church of God in Christ, featuring the Grammy-nominated Anita Wilson. Anita Wilson, along with special guests, the Louisiana First Mass Choir, Dr. James Mabel Jr. of Beaumont, Texas, psalmist Latasha Lewis of Natchitoches, Louisiana, evangelist Mary Williams of Opelousas, Louisiana, anointed and appointed praise team, and the Gethsemane Church of God in Christ Choir of Lafayette, Louisiana. Annual USAC Convocation Musical at the Gethsemane Church of God in Christ, 701 Pinhook Road in Lafayette, under the leadership of Prelate Bishop James W. Proctor. Monday, July 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $15 pre-sale, $20 at the door. Don't miss the annual USAC Convocation Musical featuring Anita Wilson. The Louisiana First Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Too much stuff and not enough space. Minimax Self Storage, located at 3700 Lee Street at Industrial, offers commercial and residential space, which includes individual door alarms, coded gate access, fenced and lighted for your safety, plus climate control or non-climate control, whatever you prefer. They're open 7 days a week and can be reached at 449-8988. That's Minimax Self Storage on the corner of Lee Street and Industrial.
Trey Huffman, owner of Minimax Storage, is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Leesville and surrounding areas, get ready to take part in the Alexandria District Holy Convocation, convening July the 10th through the 13th, 2018. This year's church theme is The Church Seasoning the World, coming from the book of Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. You don't want to miss this awesome, and I do mean awesome, District Holy Convocation, taking place at the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ, 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. There's going to be dynamic speakers each night. Pre-opening musical kicks off Sunday, July the 8th at 3 o'clock p.m. You can also join Pastor Frank Brown nightly at 6:30 p.m. for training. And there's also going to be the Guest Missionary Institute Women Presenters. For your listening pleasure, you'll be hearing from Missionary Marjorie Stinson, Sister Jeanette Hill, District Missionary Mary Reeves. And it all kicks off with Tuesday night, Bishop James Proctor. Wednesday night, Superintendent Ronald Jones. Thursday morning, District Missionary Annie Gatling. Thursday night, District Missionary Gladys Mosby. And Friday night, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. It's the Alexandria District Holy Convocation, July 10th through the 13th, The Church Seasoning the World. You don't want to miss it. For more information, 337-239-3845 or 337-423-2609. That's the Alexandria District Holy Convocation with Pastor Maurice Johnson and the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ, a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1 FM.
May I have your attention?
The best of the old. The best of the new. The best variety in music.
We have a great variety of music.
Different music.
Tons of music.
It's awesome.
Online anytime, 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Negative. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Have 2 Timothy, the letter or epistle to Timotheus, the second letter or epistle to Timotheus, chapter 2, verse 1, which is, I have the word and I'm ready to receive it. Amen. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me amongst many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be the first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord will give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ is the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abide faithful. He cannot deny himself. Amen. May God bless those hearers and doers of his word. The grass wither, the flower fade, but the word of God stand forever. Amen. And the topic and title and thought for this message is be strong and endure. Amen. We want to encourage you to be strong and to endure. Amen. This is the second letter or second epistle to Timothy. Paul chose Timothy to be his successor and the bishop of the Ephesus church, and he decided that on his way, knowing that he was going to die, he knew that he was going to die, he took time out to encourage somebody else. Now, you know, this, when we go through our trial, how many times can we say that we just stop worrying about our trial to encourage somebody else? Many of us don't want to talk to people. I'm going through right now. And you disappear off the map. But Paul, going to die, had someone else on his mind. The difference is that Paul knew that what he was going through or what he was about to encounter was the will of God for his life. It's nothing like knowing the will of God for your life, because you go through it with a different attitude. You go through with a different thought pattern. You go through it, and no matter what somebody do to you, no matter how bad it gets, you know that it ain't going to be like this always. Amen. Amen. Come hell or high water, I know the Lord will make a way. Amen. Paul decides that he wants to write to young Timothy, who had not really been through a whole lot. He hadn't been through much, but the Lord had chosen him. And Paul said, look, I want to make sure he has everything he needs. So the first letter he wrote to him, and he kind of set some things in order for the church and how it should be run. And then the second letter, it was an encouragement to him to keep on striving. Because, you know, sometimes in this race that we call life, sometimes we end up starting off good, but things happen and we need to be what? Encouraged. Amen. Thank God for the encouragers. I thank God for those who encourage us. Amen. Because we need those people who are encouragers. Without them, where would we be? Amen. That maybe it was just something simple, something that one morning somebody said to you that made you say, I'm not giving up. But that was encouragement. So Paul wants to encourage Timothy. And today from the text, I want to encourage you. Yeah. Amen. And so he begins to talk to him. And in verse chapter number one, he talks about his credentials and how he's been called. He's appointed. He's called by God. And then so he gets to this point in verse one. He says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. We must understand here that Paul was encouraging Timothy because Timothy was going to encounter some devils. He was going to encounter some dogs. He was going to encounter some from the concision. He was going to encounter some people who were going to work against him. And guess what? The devil was already working against him. And so he had to be encouraged to be what? Strong in the grace. Now, the first thing, and it's about six things I want you to remember from this, and I'm going to try to get through them pretty quickly. But it says, first, to be empowered. We must be empowered. If we don't feel empowered, then we are already defeated. Amen. He says, be what? Strong. But we got to understand the source of our strength don't come from us. Amen. I know our human strength, we can go as far as we can go, and then we say, you got on my last nerve. I can't take no more. How much more can I take? But let me tell you something. Let the weak say, I am what? Strong. Why? Because my strength is not based upon how strong I am. It's not based upon how strong you are, but it's based upon the strength of the Lord. David said in Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation, right? He began to lean on God. The Lord is the source of my strength, amen? He's the strength of my life. And when we realize God is that strength, he's the source of the strength, we don't ever run out of it. You ever made it through something that you thought would take you out? You ever went through some stuff that you say, I just, you know, this day, I never thought this would happen in my life, but it happened, and somehow I made it through. Have the devil ever took you through some stuff to where you weren't sure that you were going to make it to the next day? I wish I had somebody here. And you know what? You made it, but it wasn't because you were strong. It was because God's strength for you carried you through it. Oh, hallelujah. He said, be strong in the charis. The Greek word charis, great grace, is the word, the Greek word charis. And what that means is the power of God, the enablement of God, the ability, the favor of God. God has given us favor, and you got to remember that while you're going through. Even though I go through, I still have favor. Come here, Job. The Bible says that Job, that even though he was about to go through, he still had the favor of God. Because even though Satan came to destroy, he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, he could not touch Job's life. And that gave Job an opportunity to have a second chance and to get double for his trouble. I don't know about you, but I know how to take a lesson from the Bible and see that sometimes we can get double for our trouble, but you got to watch what you say. Job, the Bible says, didn't he never said a word about God, and he never sinned with his lips, but he decided that he was going to wait for God to speak to him in his adversity. His wife said, Job, you're so sick. I don't want to have to take care of you. Just curse God and die. And Job said, no, woman, you sound like a crazy woman. God has been too good to me. Can you remember how good God has been when you're going through? Can you remember how good God is while you're suffering and struggling and dealing with your situation? But I'm going to be strong in what I know. I'm going to be strong in my testimony because I overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of my own testimony. I wish I had somebody here. He says, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, not in it. Look, you don't get strength from anything else but in the grace of Christ Jesus. And the reason why he said in the grace is because some people think they can earn strength. Some people think they can do it, and you know, if I just do a little bit more, if I do this and if I do that, you know, we go get a book to see how we can get stronger. But Paul lets us know it's not going to be in a book. It's not going to be in something else. It's not going to be in any actions, but it's going to be by the gift. That's what the word grace means, the gift. God has gifted us with grace, strength enough to be able to make it. And so I don't have to work for this gift, but I got to believe. I got to believe in the gift giver. And when you believe in the gift giver, you get something. Oh, hallelujah. He says, believe. He says, be strong in the gift that is given by Jesus Christ. Amen. The grace that we have through Christ Jesus. In verse 2, he says, first, we got to be, verse 2, he says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. He said, not only do I want you to be empowered, but I want you to find faithful men. That means able-bodied people who are dependable. He said, I want you to find dependable people, and I want you to give to them what I gave to you and empower them just like I've empowered you. God wants us to empower one another. Amen. I came to charge you up today. I came to hook up these booster cables and give you a boost off because you've been stagnant too long. You've been just trying to, you ain't crunk up yet, and I want you to get cranked. I want you to get up so you can run and go where you need to be. Amen. So he wants, he said, commit. He said, the things that you heard, and we hear a lot of stuff, but we need to start hearing the right stuff. I don't want to hear that garbage that people have to bring to me. I don't want to hear all that negativity. You need to tell them, get away. You need to put the cross on them, get away. I want that negativity. I don't want no gossip. If it ain't the gospel, I don't want to hear it. Come on and say, man, too many times we have become the garbage dump for other people's mess. You need to tell them, do I look like I got waste management on my chest to say that I'm some type of dump? dumpster for you to dump this mess on me. I don't want to hear it. If it ain't thus saith the Lord, if it ain't how God gonna bless us and get us out of this thing, I don't want to hear how bad it is, because you ain't gonna stay bad and down around me. If you don't want to be lifted up, don't come to me. Come on and say amen. If you want to complain and you want me to complain with you, you got the wrong one, baby. You go find somebody else, because I'm not gonna complain with you, because God has been too good. I wish I had somebody in the house. Be strong in the grace. And then he says, commit thou faithful men, this same thing, who shall be able to teach others also. God expects you.
Me?
Yeah, you. He expects you to empower other people. We have the ability to encourage, especially you mothers. How many mothers? Raise your hand if you're a mother. Now, if you encourage your son, he can do anything. I'm telling you, he believed that he can make it. I don't care what his disability may be. If you mothers tell him he can do it, I don't care what nobody else says. Can mama make it better? Yeah. Ever since he was old enough to talk, before he could talk, mama been making it better. That's the power of empowerment. Y'all don't give up on him. God won't give up on him either. So he says, committed to faithful men. Let's go on, because I don't want to be too long. He said, not only are we to be empowered, but he tells us now in verse 3 that we need to learn how to endure. You're writing that down? Be empowered, endure. He says in verse 3, therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Therefore endure hardness. Hardness. He tells us to be able to endure. Or basically, he's saying to us just something simple. He said, be faithful when you go through. You just got to stay with it. You got to stay with it. And when he says this, he says, endure hardness as a good soldier. The word hardness means that if you go through some hardships, some troubles, if you are afflicted, if you undergo afflictions and you suffer trouble, he says, stay with it. Now somebody want to give up, but Paul said, no, you got to stay with it. You have no other options. Do you know that for a child of God, we have no option to give up? I know some of you wanted to throw in the towel, but let me tell you something, you don't have a right to. Amen. You know why? Because everyone that fight it, you ever watch boxing? You ever see the fighter throw the towel in? No, it has to be somebody in the corner. It has to be the trainer. Lord have mercy, I'm going somewhere. And who's my trainer? The Holy Ghost is my trainer. And guess what? The Holy Ghost don't have a towel to throw in. He just got a towel to serve. I wish I had somebody here. And so he says, you can't give up. You can't stop. You must endure these hardships. You must endure this trouble. You got to go through. But you know what I rejoice about when he says about enduring hardness as a good soldier? He tells us that through much tribulation, we enter into the kingdom of God. And so if I'm going to go through, what I'm doing is when I go through, it's causing me to enter into the kingdom of God. All the troubles that's behind me, all the pressures that's pushing me, is pushing me through to the kingdom. And when I'm in the kingdom, you got to understand something. You get kingdom benefits. You become a subject to the king. And whatever the king has, then you have access to. You have access to health care if you're in the kingdom. You have access to be fed if you're in the kingdom. I wish I had somebody. That's why he said, when we pray, tell him, give us this day our daily bread. Y'all don't hear me in here. We got access to the king because I'm part of the kingdom. He says, endure hardness. I need to be able to be faithful through my hardship. And he says, look, as a good soldier. He didn't say as a soldier. He said as a good. A soldier that don't complain, preach. A soldier that don't give up, preach. A soldier that decides that I don't care what anybody say, I'm obeying the orders of my commander. Y'all with me here? The soldier that decides no matter what the environment and the conditions are, I'm standing where he told me to stand. Oh, I'm fighting when the times get tough. I'm fighting anyway. I wish I had somebody in the house. He said, as a good soldier, not just anybody's soldier, but you are a soldier of Jesus Christ. You belong to him. He chose you to be his soldier, and he's telling us that we got to endure hardness. And the thing about it is that he didn't put us out there ill-prepared. He has equipped us with the whole armor. I wish I had somebody. He's given us an armor to